In baseball in the American League, the Yankees edged Baltimore 3-2. Houston won against Boston 8-3. In the National League, the Mets bested Washington 7-2. In interleague play, Tampa Bay edged Philadelphia 1-0, and Kansas City beat Pittsburgh 3-1. The government's decade-long steroids prosecution of Barry Bonds ended yesterday when federal prosecutors dropped what was left of their criminal case against the career home runs leader. The government decided not to pursue its case to the Supreme Court after the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in April sided with Bonds. Heisman Trophy winner Marcus Mariota has agreed to a contract with the Tennessee Titans. Mariota, the number 2 overall pick in the draft, is expected to be an immediate starter for the Titans, who went 2-14 last season. Mariota is the last of the NFL's first-round picks to finalize a deal. Meanwhile, Adrian Peterson and the Minnesota Vikings have agreed to restructure the final 3 years of his contract, giving the 6-time Pro Bowl running back $20 million in guaranteed money. The NHL has confirmed that it received applications from prospective ownership groups in Las Vegas and Quebec City. The announcement came a day after a deadline for submissions. The league doesn't anticipate adding teams before the 2017-18 season. The proposed expansion fee is at least $500 million. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan and County Executive Dan McCoy are asking local officials to attend an Albany Slap Shop breakfast meeting at 8 this morning to garner support for the AHL's Albany Devils, whose contract with the Times Union Center was renewed for only one season. A person with knowledge of the deal says the Sacramento Kings and guard Seth Curry have agreed to a 2-year, $2 million contract. Curry is the brother of NBA and MVP Golden State Warriors star Steph Curry. John McEnroe says he's almost done playing competitive tennis. The 56-year-old Hall of Famer plans to play an exhibition match against Jim Courier next month in New Haven. That will be part of a Legends event designed to increase attendance at the Connecticut Open, the last women's tournament before the U.S. Open. The WNBA's All-Star Game is this Saturday.